In 1979, the French singer Serge Gainsbourg went to Jamaica and recorded a reggae album there called Aux Armes, etc., To Arms, etc. It created a scandal and became a smash hit, and now it's been reissued as a 2-CD set. Michelle Mercier has a review.
By the late 70s, reggae was popular around much of the world, but it hadn't really caught on yet in France. So audiences were taken by surprise when singer Serge Gainsbourg decided to stir it up with some Jamaican musicians in the recording studio. Gainsbourg recruited drummer Sly Dunbar and bassist Robbie Shakespeare, one of reggae's finest rhythm sections, along with the I3s, Bob Marley and the Wailers' female singers, including Marley's wife, Rita. Gainsbourg didn't speak much English, so the language barrier was a problem when they first went into the studio. But as Gainsbourg chain-smoked his Gitan cigarettes and the Jamaicans chain-smoked their spliefs, they found a common language. The recording, Aux Armes, etc., was finished in just 1 week. You can hear the secret to the music's success here on Lola Rastakuer, where Gainsbourg's chanted vocal set a mellow mood, and the Rastas completely transform his tune into a style they called frege.
Comment oses-tu me parler d'amour, toi, hein? Toi qui n'as pas connu Lola Rastakuer. Faisais le plein comme la décolère, qui décolle en vibrant vers les cieux africains.
Lola Rastakuer.
Gainsbourg had courted controversy before with the sexual content of his songs, especially with his 1969 hit Je T'aime, Mais Non Plus, in which he made love-making noises with actress Jane Birkin. His lyrics here are too erotic to translate. Let's just say Lola Rastakuer involves an underage girl and some money. Bob Marley wasn't too happy to learn that his sweet wife had laid down such nasty tracks with the Frenchman, however inspired the musical results. Disc 2 of this compilation features recent remixes of Gainsbourg's reggae tunes, with mostly English lyrics. On Spectacular and Tin's remix of You Rascal You, they sound like they're talking back to Gainsbourg, and you almost feel like Bob Marley gets his revenge for the wayward use of his wife's voice.
Hey, I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal you.
Hear what a man say.
I'll be glad when you dead, you dirty dog.
Wow.
You dirty dog. When you're dead and in your grave, no more poor people will you slay. I'll be glad rascal you.
Gainsbourg's greatest scandal and smash hit was the title track, Aux Armes, etc., his irreverent take on the French national anthem. Gainsbourg transformed the patriotic call to arms into a laissez-faire jam. Yeah, take up arms and all that stuff, or whatever, it said, with the I3's nonchalant vocals backing up the message like a French shrug. In France, Aux Armes went over like a combination of Jimi Hendrix's Star-Spangled Banner and Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. There was a right-wing backlash, even some bomb threats when he went on tour, and lots of bad press. All that boosted sales of the single, which went triple platinum and helped popularize reggae in France. Back in Jamaica, Sly and Robbie waited for Gainsbourg to send them a platinum record of their own, but all he sent was a photo of his platinum record. Curiously, they did receive a gift of shoes from the Frenchman, two black pairs and two white.
The CD set is titled Aux Armes, etc. by Serge Gainsbourg. Our music critic is Michelle Mercier.